This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, FM News Talk time. It's 11:06. I'm John Potter. In studio with us, it's the Douglas County Republican Central Committee, not committee, Central Committee. Why is that, John? What do you have to, the name of the organization is
Republican Central Committee.
Douglas County Republican Central Committee.
It's really the committee.
Do you have to put central in there?
We're in the middle of everything.
Okay. All right. It's too much work for me to read these long names. Anyway, with us again is John Crawford is here and
Dave Burns.
Dave Burns. No Dr. Houchin today, huh?
No.
All right. Well, let's start here, guys. And thank you for being here. I think I'm getting into politics now. And what did you guys see in Douglas County? Tell us about the protests there. Because I don't know if you heard me at 9. I sure got my face full of the protests in the Reno area. How was it in Douglas County?
Well, I did not see it personally, witness it personally. I was not on site. I just saw news accounts of it. Some number of high school students during the school day lined up on the sidewalk in front of the school. I've heard different numbers, 15 to 30, holding signs in opposition to the ICE efforts.
How many F-word signs did you see?
I did not see any.
No, I saw a ton. And you say high schoolers. I saw middle schoolers.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, after what happened in Minneapolis, what parent of a, say, 11-year-old would want them to be in such a high emotional yelling, curse words atmosphere, dangerous atmosphere, as we saw in Minneapolis? Why would you want your kids to be in the middle of that?
Well, I think it goes beyond that. I you know, to me, the accounts I've heard and seen indicate that this was not an organic event sprung by a couple of middle schoolers or high schoolers. This was organized from within, and I'm anxious to find out what that source was and how it came to be.
Oh, the news media will never look into that. I was
correct.
Walking by Wooster, I was saying, at 9 o'clock, walking by Wooster at noon when this was supposed to officially start, and all the kids each had the same size sign, all made up and everything coming out of Wooster. So there had to be some sort of a sign-making clinic that the school took part in. Had to be. Were there any shops closed as part of the protest there in Douglas County?
I'm not aware of anything being closed or any business being affected, per se. No, I'm not aware of that.
John, I can give you a little bit more on it.
We had all I saw were the tea shops for people with purple hair. They closed. Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. We had 35 students out. Now, if you look at that, in the high school, we have approximately close to 1,500 kids in our high school. So 35, kind of odds, kind of tells you how strong the Republicans are in Douglas County to have 35 kids is all. Now, when they went out, those 35, they will also be counted as absent or tardiness. So it will go on their record as that. And Washoe said they were doing the same thing. But I did hear from a parent of Washoe, and they said that there was teachers directly involved into that and was actually asking the students which ones were going and which ones were not. So I think you get a little bit of something that needs to be corrected up here. But down in Douglas, you have to understand, we cannot – it's illegal to stop them of their First Amendment rights. Now, saying that, if they do that, doesn't mean that we don't use the regular process of tardiness and everything. So that does go on their record for that. But we have it in Douglas County right in our bylaws and our policies down there is that none of the teachers can use any of the supplies, and they're not supposed to be involved in this stuff as teachers. Now, the kids will say which teachers were and were not. We'll find that out because they'll just the kids will tell them, tell their parents and stuff. So they'll get back to us. But Douglas County, really, we heard nothing. I heard nothing about somebody that was backing it as far as the business goes.
How many Mexican flags did you see flying? I saw a bunch, and I don't get that. Why fly the flag of the country that was so bad and screwed up that you came here? Why fly the Mexican flag? I don't get it.
Well, I don't either, but here's the thing. We have illegals coming in, and it's strange how quick they forget that Washoe County had two of their prime members shot to death, and we had two of them down in Douglas County from an illegal. And then when he gets in court, there's six attorneys there for him. So
our friends on the left have to be reminded, or maybe they don't know about this, because it doesn't make the national media when somebody is killed by an illegal alien. And there have been a number of them. But they don't really cover him, and for some reason, our friends on the left don't get up in arms about it and don't protest about it. I don't want to take up all your time talking about this. It had an effect on me to see it all. You guys really want to talk about the Don Lemon arrest? That's what it says here.
Well, it's interesting. We say nobody's above the law, but watch this space closely. He's out on no bail right now, and the smart people like Alan Dershowitz, legal scholars, they're already projecting that as abusive as the argument would be, that he'll walk on a First Amendment argument, even though he caused an invasion and disruption inside of a church. And so that's a very interesting situation. Watch that space closely.
Well, I could care less, but...
It's just another commentary on lawlessness or law and order. It's our choice.
Dave?
You know, if you take Don Lemon, he just can't walk into somebody's house. Well, the church is established. It is a private institution, and they welcome people come in. They also have control of that.
Has another wall broken down now? Now we can protest in church during a service? Because the precedent now has been made here, and could this become a pattern?
That's a very possible fear.
Well, that's terrible.
It's a very real fear, isn't it?
All right, let's get local. The 2026 Nevada elections. You guys have real interest in this, local and statewide. Candidates and questions. Give us a progress report on how the campaigns are going for the upcoming this year elections.
Well, I can tell you, as we mentioned before, the Douglas County Republicans have voted to formally endorse three constitutional offices, Governor Lombardo, Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony, and Controller Andy Matthews. So those positions have been established. We have a great opportunity in District 39, Assembly District 39. We have three wonderful Republican candidates now running, Ken Gray, Brianna Cowan, and Blaine Osborne. And if they watch that campaign develop, because it could generate a lot of great discussion, a lot of revelations on policy issues and whatnot going on there. So look forward to that. That's going to be a great campaign between those three.
You guys are getting excited about this election?
Yes. Very. This is the hard part about this election being a midterm. It's fighting the apathy. We need to get the Republicans out. We need them engaged, and we need them participating. It's easy to go quiet and dormant during a midterm, but this is our opportunity to pay attention to Nevada. We have a great opportunity to flip the Senate and take a majority in the Senate by flipping three Senate districts, and we're targeting those. And all three are down in Clark County, and we need to flip some assembly seats and hold what we have. This is a great opportunity to make inroads for the Republicans in Nevada.
Amaday race is getting interesting. I'm hearing five people are on the Democrat side are signing up to run against Amaday. Five yeah. possible candidates.
Yeah, good luck.
All right, let's go to the phones. John, use the headphones there for Jeff here. Jeff is calling from Reno. Well, okay, a question and or comment. Jeff, good morning. I'm glad you called. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, John. Thank you. Now, guys, I know you're Douglas County, you're local, and I appreciate the work you're doing trying to get more seats in Carson City for common sense. But the news is all about the two people that have been killed in Minneapolis. And Chuck Schumer on the news at the top of the hour, he's making a big deal of how totally intolerable this is. And nobody wants that, of course, but neither one of them was a peaceful protester. And they put themselves in harm's way. They did things they shouldn't have. And he's making a big deal out of two deaths from ICE. But I think last night, Larry Elder said that illegal alien homicides, drunk driving and outright murders, was 3,000 last in 2024. Now, that's 3,000 American citizens killed by people that shouldn't be here. And, he's using the death of two people to try to argue to shut down ICE. Neither one of our skirts in the Senate is going to address this. But, I mean, do you think we can get Mark Amaday to put on his big boy pants and stick a broomstick up his coat to resemble a spine and push back on this? We're talking about two deaths versus right. 3,000. Mm-hmm. It's intolerable. And that's all I'll leave it to you after that.
Jeff, great question. I'm going to let Dave Burns tackle what you said about Mr. Amaday. Dave?
Hi, Jeff. Here's my position on it, and here's a common sense thought. They're complaining about two deaths, which has gone against the legal realm. I never heard of one of them. Not one of them came and said anything here in the state of Nevada when we had two in Washoe and two down in Gardnerville killed by one illegal that was here a few years back. I didn't hear anything about that. So what about all those that's killing all the good citizens of the United States? Where is their complaint about the illegals killing them? That's my comparison, and it just makes common sense.
I have to ask, where do our two Nevada senators, Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen, stand on the existence of ICE? They want to defund it. It's defund the police all over again. You can want different policies. You can want to change a law, and God bless you, that's your right. But when it starts going after this type of officer, when you're calling them Gestapo, when you're comparing them to people who are beating civil rights folks back on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, you've crossed a line. John, go ahead.
Yeah, it goes back to the whole thing with the MS-13 Maryland man, right? So it's the press contorting truth, and so you have to discount it, do your own research. The Cortez and Masto, they came out with statements that were adamantly anti-ICE, radical left speak, and it was really embarrassing to read. Mark Amaday's taken a wait and see. He's letting the judicial process play out, and he wants to see how the legal system handles it.
Well,
stood back and take a look and watch.
That's how it used to be. We wait for the investigation to tell us what happened. Of course, the video evidence is compelling. I think there was an overreaction in the deaths of those two people, corrective measures are being made. Anyway, we'll get off that topic. You have a lot more to talk about. School board turmoil, also your events that people can get involved in. So we're going to take a break and be right back with the Douglas County Republican Central Committee, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:20.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
All right, Chapter 2. with the Douglas County Republican Central Committee. I'm John Potter. In studio with us, John Crawford and Dave Burns of this fine organization. Let's move on to, it's been in the news constantly lately, for over a years, actually, the school board turmoil in Douglas County, Nevada, and the district financial turmoil. What are we up to in terms of deficit at the Douglas County schools? Is it $5.2 million?
No. It's closer to $7 million now, John.
$7 million. All right. Well, take the microphone and tell us of what the latest is. What's going on?
So what we have is basically things got turned around. If you take, and I'm speaking only from public records, John, anybody can get this right online from the Douglas County School District, and you will find that in those records, it will show that we had a steady decline. And I'm not talking just two or three, four students. I'm talking 100, 150. At one point, it was 250 in 1 year.
Enrollment?
Enrollment.
Yeah.
And Reno's when you do that, you lose a lot of money.
Reno's have the same thing.
But when you either maintain, keep even, or raise the number of people that you have, not hire, well, now you're going opposite directions in both ways. You're spending more and you're losing. And that's what's happened. And that happened in the old administration. Fortunately, Superintendent Alvarado is extremely bright, best I've seen. And he is working on this 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I give him credit for working very hard. Hopefully they keep him. But that's from the old administration. They're the ones that did this. Now, Mr. Alvarado has to cut. And he looks like the bad guy. The fact is he isn't. He's the one that's doing. Now, the state is involved. The state, it is an emergency, financial emergency, and the state is involved, and they're monitoring this very close. They do not want to take control, and so that's what's going on. But it's about, I think it's 6.9, maybe 7 million now that they have to recoup. That's just to break even. Then they have to, in turn, change that whole thing, and we're still declining.
We are going to see schools closed, right?
Yes, I know one that is going to become the administration building. I don't know in combination, but I don't know. I suspect there's going to be another one in consolidations by losing all those kids. Yes, some of those schools were half capacity.
So, okay, enrollment dropped. Overspending a problem?
Yes,
okay.
It was.
This sounds like my wife at TJ Maxx, I swear.
Well,
they have the same policy, I'm sure.
Well, the problem is it was always run like the government and not like a business. No. And I believe that the schools have to be run like a business too. If you did that, government does that all the time. They dig a deep hole and they don't get out of it. But as far as business, you can't operate that way. You're going to go bankrupt.
Let's go to events. The next one is the Douglas County Republican Precinct meeting on the 7th of February. John?
We got a lot of exciting things coming up in Douglas County. Busy quarter for us through March. We got our precinct meeting coming up on February 7th. And we're currently having some information sessions at our headquarters office in Douglas County to kind of educate our voters on what the precinct meeting really is and how they can be best involved. It's their opportunity at the grassroots level to get involved in the development of the platform for the Republican Party. As every 2 years, we go through the process of reworking the platform to some certain extent, and it's our opportunity to have an influence on that platform. The platform is what translates into the campaigns. We expect our candidates and elected officials to adhere to the platform.
How are ticket sales to the Lincoln Reagan dinner on the 15th?
Sold out.
Oh, no, really?
Boom, yeah. Gone just like
we
that.
We only had 225.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm always too late. Okay, that's coming up on the 15th. By the way, you can...
And we got Gordon Chang coming as our keynote speaker to that, and it'll be... we're very happy to report we have the governor, lieutenant governor, controller, and a whole host of other dignitaries, Senator Titus, Congressman Amadei will be in attendance, as well as others.
Titus is, did she say she's running again? Or
yes.
Forgot.
Okay. Yes.
From Jerry, Mark Amadei was named Congressman of the Year several years ago for La Raza. Explain that.
I have no information on that. You got me cold with that one.
Yes, stumped us, Jerry. Okay, maybe next time. The 15th, by the way, February, tomorrow. Oh, my gosh. These are all events in February.
Yeah, February 7th, February 15th, and then February 28th is our county convention, Republican County Convention.
Douglas and County Republican.
All Republicans convention. Are invited to come out to those events at the Senior Center at the Douglas County Community Center.
And where can folks get involved in all of this? What's your website?
Come to our website, DouglasNVGOP.org. DouglasNVGOP.org.
Got it. That's simple. Always a pleasure. Time goes by so fast with you guys. We could go on and on. John Crawford and Dave Burns of the Douglas County Republican Central Committee. And we see you monthly, and we'll talk to you in a month, and we'll have a lot to talk about.
John, it's always a pleasure to be here with you. And I want to thank everybody that actually supports this station in a sense of advertising and stuff. True conservatives. Thank you very much.
This job feeds my cats. That covers the cost of feeding the cats. But I enjoy it. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Long live your cat.
Long live the cats. It's time for Fox News, and then local news with Greg Neft, and then open topic, folks. 884-9910. We'll talk to you. You can text that, too. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk. Time, 11:30.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. 884-9910 is our number. Let's see where we are temperature-wise today. I get all excited about warmth. Okay, 46 degrees in the Reno area. Adding on to a little bit of politics after the Douglas County guys were here, an article in the Nevada Independent reported, quote, Nevada AG Aaron Ford has sued the Trump administration more than 40 times in 2025 in 1 year. He sued Trump over 40 times. Nevada's Attorney General Aaron Ford has signed on to more than 40 lawsuits so far in the president's second term. Many of these 40-plus lawsuits are frivolous. Now, obviously, I'm not reading the article anymore. This is me talking. Many of these 40-plus lawsuits are frivolous if you look into them, and they do not serve the interests of Nevadans. He joined Massachusetts in suing Trump over the president's restrictions on gender-affirming medical procedures for transgender, intersex, and non-binary individuals under the age of 19. Ford also joined California to block Trump's executive order ordering proof of citizenship to register to vote. I would bet a good majority of Nevadans would be against transgender procedures for kids under the age of 19 and against letting anybody register to vote without proof of citizenship. He represents Nevada and says, we want that. And he's spending time, he's spending staff time and our tax money just to sue Trump, just to build up his leftist cred so he gets the far left vote for governor. I'd like to sue him for doing this and basically going against our interests in Nevada. State Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, U.S. Senator, I'm sorry, U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto came out in support of Ford's lawsuits against Trump, saying, quote, Ford's record is clear. He's focused on keeping Nevadans safe and helping them keep more money in their pocket. Just look at his work challenging President Trump. Folks, New York and Massachusetts can do what they want and spend their attorney general money, but these cases are not us. They're not Nevada. But we have to get the word out and let people know what and who they're really voting for. The local media is not going to tell you this, the details of these over 40 lawsuits against Trump. And can you imagine how much manpower and cost and staff hours and time from the Nevada Attorney General's real duties that this is all taking? Well, they aren't doing the real duties for Nevadans. Things are slipping through the cracks here. There are all sorts of things he could put pressure on and get things done for Nevadans. And here's an example. News 4. Ask Joe story from Thursday. I'll read this here. It's been 6 months since the nonprofit environmental group Truckee Meadows Parks Foundation dissolved amid reports of financial mismanagement. The group fired its executive director, Heidi Anderson, before officially ceasing operations. We've been told as much as $300,000 went missing from the organization. So is anyone working to get to the bottom of this? Many of you have asked about this. The government agencies involved would not comment, but sources familiar with the situation have confirmed to Ask Joe that both the Nevada Attorney General's office and the Inspector General for the U.S. Department of Labor are investigating. The Attorney General's office did not respond to questions for this story. By the way, good work, Joe. But it's been 6 months now, and Aaron Ford can't give us any kind of progress report? Has he even looked at this? 60 months now since somebody made off with $300,000 from the Truckee Meadows Parks Foundation. That's an issue that affects us. The money's gone. The Parks Foundation closed up and we lose what they did for the parks. Aaron Ford doesn't have time for that. He wants headlines from his friends, the news media, about how he's suing Trump, which I guess he has plenty of time to do. I've been in Nevada most of my life. I cannot remember a time when a state attorney general has sued the president of the United States over 40 times in 1 year. It's just to get on the news for his run for governor. It may be just his ego to be on the news, but put a little time on Nevada law breaking and help some people in Nevada. And despite what you may think in your Democrat Party bubble, Nevadans want proof of citizenship to register to vote that you are trying to stop. And we think there are more important things in Nevada instead of working on lawsuits to protect gender-affirming medical procedures for transgenders. Am I crazy? Did I just move to the state last week? No, I feel I know what Nevadans want. Do you agree? I'd love it if you even disagree, but give me a call, 775-884-9910, or you can text to the same number. I'm John Potter, live and local. A reminder, this isn't the only local show we do here. Tomorrow, Henry Evans does Nevada Backcountry. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m., and I think that's right before Gun Talk, another great talk show on these radio stations, 99.1 to 92.3 FM Talk. One more segment up next, and that's it. That's it for the day. 884-9910, number to call. I'll be back in a short while. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1143.
all the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth, truth.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. FM News Talk time, 11:47. I'm John Potter. Just hit 50 degrees in the Reno Sparks area. 884-9910, number to call and join in. Last segment. Let's go to the phones and talk to Sandra, calling from Carson City. Sandra, good morning. I'm so glad you called. Go ahead.
Good morning. I am really fed up with the fact that our tax dollars are being used for something that none of us are approving. And I would really like to see us getting back to what President Trump was elected for. I don't think Nevada stands for having any of, well, I know we want to have our voter IDs correct so that we know that our votes are being tallied correctly and people that are voting are the ones who should be voting. And now I'm trying to remember the other one. I'm sorry, I was waiting a while.
Medical procedures for transgender, sex change type things for kids under the age of 19, I believe it is. The first one, they actually did a statewide poll on do you think people should show identification to register to vote? And as I remember the number, it was like 67% of Nevadans said, yes, we think that's necessary. And I think that is an understated number. So
I agree. And I feel that is, I would love to know where they got that data from. Who did they poll? Who was their contact?
With the media, the polls that they use, you kind of wonder. I just think my credentials of being here most of my life in this state, I feel that these are issues that Nevadans, the Attorney General Aaron Ford is going the wrong direction on.
I agree, and I hope that he does not go any further in his political career if this is what he really wants.
He could be governor. That's what he's running for.
Well, all right, Sandra. I hope that everyone watches this. Thank you.
All right, dear. Take care. I was watching, one of the TV stations, I think it was Thursday, and there were two separate crime stories. And at the end of it, they used the line, if you know anything, call 911. And, this crime happened, and if you know anything, call 911. That's the exact quote. And, not to be a smart aleck, but actually I know a lot, really. It's if you know anything, call 911. Well, I know, for example, the capital of the state of Maine is Augusta. And in Vermont, it's Montpelier. And I know that the molecular weight of carbon, I believe, is 8. I know those are very important things. I know that you should not urinate into the wind, right? There seems to be no limit to my knowledge. I do not believe, however, that I should call 911 and share this with the authorities. So anyway, if you ever happen to be writing for a TV newscast, you might want to change that, right? If you know anything about this crime, call 911, okay? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not a big thing. That is just me being a smartass. More seriously, I watch the news every day, and just is it, folks, just me, the English and the grammar? It makes me cringe. It's like if my wife and I are going for a walk, I would say Kathy and I are going for a walk today. You don't say me and Kathy. And they say yeah on the news a lot. And just the English and the grammar, is horrible. It's just people don't care anymore how they sound or how they talk. It just irks me because here's the thing. If you're a communicator, and we all are communicators, you have a mouth, right? You can hear. The Lord's blessed you with a hearing and a voice. And then you're a communicator, okay? And the goal of communication is for us to understand one another. The rules of grammar are powerful tools that allow us to do that. You and me, back and forth, and also our people over generations. If I study grammar, and my great-grandchildren study grammar as well, they can read what I write, and they'll understand it, right? Now, I'm loosey-goosey with grammar on this radio show, as you know, so people can understand or whatever. It's more of a conversation between you and I, or me and my my guests and I, than it is reading the news. But the bigger thing that's on the news that bothers me is they have all gone over into this gender-free pronoun thing. The driver, Bill, so-and-so, missed a turn on the highway. They tried to turn around but crashed. They? Why? Well, what, somebody's in a car there with Bill? I can see the car. Bill's in the car. Ain't nobody in there with Bill. You say they tried to turn around? Were they both steering? No. He was in the car. That's not a they, that's a he. For real. And we heard this gender-free pronoun thing in the local news this month, like last week, with the stalking Reno judge who later resigned. And this was the story posted by a local TV station. It reads, "The judge repeatedly drove to where the victim was. The victim says they were stalked around 300 times since 2024. They? Wait, you mean both the judge and the victim were stalked? Oh my gosh, you stalked the victim and the judge while the judge was stalking the victim. It's hilarious. And this they and them, always on the news. They swallowed hook, line, and sinker this whole gender-free pronoun thing. I hate to break it to you, but God made man, God made woman, that is all. I'm very sorry about that, but that's how it is. And one is a he, and one is a she. And, you know, if you're a Bill who decided to be a Betty, okay, then your friends can use the female pronoun. But even if you're a Bill who's now a Betty, you're not a they. You're not a them. You are a her if we're going to pretend, but really you're a he. But if I were being, okay, her, but still, you're not a they. There's no way in heck. Are you a them? No, can't be. It's a singular plural, right? And so, like, I'll see news stories. Betty Lou was in a car wreck. She was thrown from the car. And I'm like, well, whose car? Whose car is she thrown out of? Those two guys over there? She's thrown out. How do you mean? No, it's her car. Anyway, it bothers me to no end. Two things bother me. When they F up the pronouns like that, and also when I see people walking down the street in the wintertime in a coat and they don't have their coat zipped up. Zip your damn coat. And one more thing, and I thought of this when I read that President Trump said 2 weeks ago, he said, help is on the way for the Iranian people. And number one, I hope this is something that all Americans will be proud of and something that our allies and our enemies will remember that we are helping Iran. But since he said that, that's that. And you notice how things fall off the evening news? For example, Gaza. Is that still a place anymore? Venezuela? Well, what's going down there? And also like Iran, where they are they still shooting people down there? It's interesting. It's something will be on the news and we'll go, wow, that's a big deal over there. And then bloop, no mention for days, forever, for weeks. It's gone. And we're supposed to look the other way. And I'm wondering what happened with that. You know, I kind of want to look back. Are the Gaza people eating yet? Are the Iranian people free yet? Are the Venezuelan people, have they been turned out of prison yet? I want to sneak in and take over my old desk at Channel 2 and do these things, all sorts of things. I want to fix it. Does anybody have a key? Anyway, we're out of time. I appreciate you being here each and every Saturday. Thanks for putting up with me. I enjoy this. I really do. 884. Oh, no, I don't have time for a call right now. Have a great weekend. Craig, thank you for all that you did as producer of this show today. What you doing this weekend, my friend?
Actually, I'll be up in the Reno office here later this afternoon. But I wanted to bring up really quick, mm-hmm. 2 weeks from today, the 14th, Valentine's Day, your show will be live from Virginia City at the Bucket of Blood Saloon.
Oh, that's a done deal.
So.
And next Saturday, did they tell you I'm going to be at the Max Casino?
No, I did not hear that.
That's why I was told, yeah. We're going to be at the brand new restaurant they opened up at Max Casino.
I happened to go to dinner there last night, actually.
How was it?
It was good.
Well, it has to be up to standards for me to walk in that door. Craig, thanks again. I appreciate it. Folks, have a great weekend. I love you all. Love the feedback. As always, keep it here on these radio stations, and I'll talk to you again next Saturday. Bye-bye.